You're listening to SBS Greek. I'm Nico Plaskasovitis, and today I've got with me Maria Koutsoukos and her grandmother, Katerina Koutsoukos. Maria recently launched a new fashion collection called Sto Spiti, which translates to at home. According to Maria, the inspiration behind the collection comes from looking at ideas of material culture and how Greek identities were formed through objects and the way Greeks set up their homes. Maria, Katerina, welcome. It's lovely to have you here with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Maria, before the interview, you sent me a text that you read out at the launch of your new collection at Capers in Thornbury.
Yeah.
And I was reading how you felt a sense of disconnection from your culture during university.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit more about your experience and how fashion and this project have helped you reconnect your cultural threads?
Well, I'd finished Greek school about, 4 years ago. And I kind of saw myself kind of forgetting, you know, how to speak Greek. My prophora, it was fading away. I was getting that little Australian kind of pronunciation. I was like, oh my God. I was panicking. I was what's happening to me? And I was just trying to find a way to connect my fashion to my culture. And a lot of people, a lot of fashion designers I see, they do a lot of stuff with ancient Greece. That's I feel like a big highlight when it comes to Greek fashion. I saw in the fashion world, sort of inspired by ancient Greece, and I was I don't really want to do that. That doesn't really speak to me. I kind of wanted to make a collection that kind of spoke to me and something I kind of resonated with. So I was kind of thinking, you know, what I can do, and I was maybe I can do about growing up as a Greek Australian in this kind of, you know, world. And that's kind of what connected me. And then through doing that, I started spending heaps more time with my grandparents and just, you know, going out for coffee with them, you know, hanging out for lunch, just visiting and just chatting with them about, I don't know, everyday things. I do gardening with my papu sometimes. He teaches me how to plant tomatoes and stuff. And it's just really interesting, or just watching him prune back the trees and all that kind of stuff. And cooking with my yaya. It was, the kind of project gave me a way to connect back to them a bit more.
I find it really beautiful that you've managed to connect with culture and family via your craft and have a journey that's both personal and creative.
Yeah.
It's evident that the idea of home is prominent in your process, hence I guess the title of your project. How did the name come about?
Yeah, I think I was reading, the book, The Alpha Vitario. It's that colourful children's book. The Greek one.
Oh, yeah, The Alpha Vitari, yeah, of course. Yeah. The one that you have in year one or something.
Yeah, yeah, I found those as well, and I was going through them, and that kind of also kind of struck the inspiration of this as well. And I think I was reading, there was some paragraph on family, it said something, Sto Spiti, and I was I don't know, yeah, I really liked that kind of paragraph and that word Sto Spiti kind of spoke to me. I was that could be a cool, you know, name for a collection. I did everything that I wanted to, you know, show and do.
Is there a specific tradition or family ritual that you were introduced to, and how has that shaped your understanding of Greek culture and Greek Australian culture by extension?
Oh god, that's a good question. I wouldn't say it's more of a ritual. It's what are they called? My yaya says, you know, when you're driving, you see something dead on the road, you have to touch your hair. Or then last week she was telling me that you have to put sugar in your bra and you say, as sweet as sugar is, I will be sweeter. And it's just those, funny things. She says things she gave me snakeskin to put in my wallet.
Snakeskin?
Yeah.
And what does that do?
I don't know. Yeah, I think more of those δέρμα από φίδι να βάλω στο πορτοφόλι μου.
Αυτό και είναι για good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Από ποια περιοχή είναι good luck αυτό? Γιατί στο χωριό με εμένα δεν το είχαν.
Κάτι Μεσσηνία, τη Μεσσήνη Καλαμάτα. Είναι καλό, είναι δύναμη, άρωνο. Δεν ξέρω γιατί, έτσι μας λέγανε.
Το λέγανε οι παλιοί.
Ναι, οι παλιοί γιαγιάδες.
Yeah, things like that she just tells me. Και το είπα και για τη ζάχαρη.
Α, ναι, και αυτό είναι καλό, ας πούμε, είναι. Μας μάθανε οι γιαγιάδες, τώρα τι να πω κι εγώ. Πάντως είναι καλό και λίγη ζάχαρη. Και το φίδι είναι όλα καλά, αν τα έχεις απάνω σου, λέει.
Εμένα η γιαγιά μου έλεγε να μην κοιτάς τον καθρέφτη το βράδυ.
Oh. Ναι, αυτό και εμείς το είχαμε.
Αν εσύ λες για τα παπούτσια, δεν είναι πώς σας ανάποδα.
Ανάποδα, και εμείς το βράδυ στο καθρέφτη μας έλεγε γιαγιές στο χωριό. Ήμουν και εγώ μικρή, να μην κοιταγόμαστε το βράδυ. Αλλά εμείς δεν ακούγαμε, κοιταγόμαστε τώρα. Αυτά ήταν τα παλιά τους. Πάλι δεν είναι ωραίο να είναι το παπούτσι όταν γυρίζει τα ανάποδα. Ξέρεις, φίλε, όταν τα βγάζεις. Πρέπει να το βάλεις να είναι όπως το φοράς, γιατί δεν είναι καλό όταν αφήσεις το παπούτσι ανάποδα. Έτσι μας λέγανε, τι να πω κι εγώ.
Εντάξει, τα πιστεύω εγώ αυτά.
Ναι, κι εγώ τα πιστεύω.
I like doing it from the action.
I have a question for you, γιαγιά Κατερίνα. Έχω μια ερώτηση για σένα, γιαγιά Κατερίνα.
Ναι.
Πώς ένιωσες όταν η Μαρία σου είπε για την ιδέα της?
Ήμουν χαρούμενη, γιατί καταλάβαινα από μικρή η Μαρία που της άρεσε αυτό. Τι βοήθησα κι εγώ όσο μπορούσα.
Εσείς ράβατε ή πλέκατε όταν ήσασταν μικρή, κάνατε νήμα?
Να σου πω τώρα την αλήθεια. Εγώ στην Ελλάδα ήξερα λίγο, αλλά όλα αυτά που το κόβω, το που τα φτιάνω, που τα ράβω, μόνη μου τα έμαθα. Που, πρακτικά δηλαδή, όχι με γεωμετρία. Μετά κάνει, γιατί όλα τα φορέματα θέλουν και κάτι με το χέρι σου, ό,τι φόρεμα να κάνεις. Ήρθα 18 χρόνια στην Αυστραλία, αλλά είχε η αδερφή μου μοδίστρα και ήβλεπα τι έκανε και εγώ το τύπωνα και το έφτιανα μόνη μου μετά. Αλλά είχαμε χτήματα, δούλευα και σε έξω δουλειές. Είχαμε φιστίκια, πατάτες, αγροτικές δουλειές. Αλλά ήβλεπα και μετά εδώ που ήρθα στην Αυστραλία έκανα τα σχέδια που λέμε το πρώτο, στο Τούρακ δούλευα. Και σιγά σιγά μόνη μου έραψα νηφικά, παρανηφικά, δηλαδή μόνη μου. Αυτά τα έμαθα όλα μόνη μου.
Now, Maria, back to you. In a lot of Greek and Greek-Australian families, there's this expectation to become a doctor, a lawyer, etc.
Yeah.
And then in your case, you jump into fashion, something that may not be seen the same way by many.
Yeah. No, just your mom, who says.
How is that? What does Papu say?
Well, he was just, my Papu was just here yesterday and I told him about my show. He's like, you sure there's jobs in Australia where you can do this? And I was like, yes. Like, he's still very skeptical about it. Like, I did a show earlier this year and I had like a little article in the Neos Cosmos. And he's like, oh, this is very interesting. But he like still just didn't believe it. He's still so skeptical about it all. He's like, how much did you pay to put this in here? I was like, no, don't give me. Yeah, it's not the traditional route that they probably want to see, but...
Maria, I've been following you on Instagram for the last little while, and I've seen the work you've been doing with your grandmother, and I see that a lot of laces and semedakia, as well as other elements, have inspired your collection. Can you tell me a little bit more about how all these elements come together and how they're important in bringing this collection together?
So I use a lot of lace... A lot of like old kurtinas, tablecloths, doilies, and then also like the woven mats. I don't know if you get like the kurelu. A lot of those I found like some, they were big for me growing up, or they were like all over my yaya's house. And I was so intrigued and I was like, how can I make this like into fashion? Because I've never seen anything like it before. And I just loved like what it represented. Like it reminded me so much of growing up at yaya's house and just my childhood, you know, years. So... Yeah, I was like, how to make this into fashion, and that's kind of how it came about.
Are there any other symbols or materials that you'd like to explore and incorporate in future collections?
Yeah, that's actually next year. I don't know if you know the amber glass that there's like in all those kind of like old houses, like that orange kind of...
Oh, yeah.
That like, yeah, it's like amber orange. It's got like a pattern on it. So I ended up taking a photo of it and I got it printed on some fabric. So... That's the next kind of little collection I'm hoping to do next year. Kind of inspired by that, a bit more 70s.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous. How do you feel about the connection between your Greek-Australian upbringing and the motherland?
Yeah, like I had gone to Greece. I've been to Greece a few times. And it's like you think you're like pretty Greek here. And then you go to Greece and it's like, I know nothing. Like language-wise as well, like way more different. You've got Greek and then the way they speak, there's like the kind of casual, more laid-back kind of Greek. Nothing like that. Like I didn't learn anything like that in Greek school, so I'm like, oh my God.
Back to γιαγιά Κατερίνα. Αν μπορούσατε να δώσετε μια ορμήνια, που λένε και στο χωριό μου, μια συμβουλή στους νέους Ελληνοαυστραλούς της τρίτης και της τέταρτης γενιάς τώρα πια, ποια θα ήταν μια συμβουλή που θα δίνατε έτσι ώστε να παραμείνουν συνδεδεμένοι με την κουλτούρα και τον ελληνισμό?
Η συμβουλή αυτή είναι ωραία, να είναι με την οικογένεια μαζί, να μην ξεχάσουν την πατρίδα μας, τη γλώσσα. Αυτά τα αιθήματα είναι τα καλύτερα για μένα και πάντα. Η νεολαία πάντα τα συμβουλεύω και γι' αυτό ας πούμε όλα τα παιδιά με θέλουν γιατί είμαι, πάω μαζί τους. Τα μιλάω με όμορφο τρόπο, δεν τους λέω πρέπει να κάνετε εκείνο. Σε μια συζήτηση ωραία πρέπει να τους το φέρεις όμορφα.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me today. And I wish you all the best for your fashion journeys.
Follow along. There'll be more coming.
Έχουμε κι άλλο να ράψουμε.